Dirt and Sprague.
Ortiz takes it off the goalkeeper. 20 yards from that into the box. It's Anthony. Doesn't take it first time. Plays it across to Lassiter. And the Timbers up to Anthony and Lassiter compete for starting minutes, but best of friends on the connection there.
Andy Dirk Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Put it in the end zone. Try and tie up this game. Mendoza, quick throw. Whoa! And it's caught! The Mandalorian with his first Raider touchdown, and it goes to Jackfish.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Happy Football Friday to y'all.
185.
What's
up? I've been waiting so long to do this.
185.
Here we come. Here we come. It's a man's game now.
Yeah. Yeah!
Don't jump.
180!
Hold it.
What's that?
Hold it.
Hut! Terrible! What's that? Somebody jump on sides!
Yeah. Here we go!
Ah, feels good. Happy Football Friday, everybody. I'm Dirt, he's Swag. What's up, Swag? How we doing today?
Oh, we are ready. Ready for a weekend.
Ready for the weekend. You got your golf polo on. You're playing 18 after the show today.
Yes.
Look at you.
We got a little drive. It's gonna be a busy weekend.
Okay.
A lot of fun things.
Yeah, a lot on the
calendar.
A lot
of driving.
A lot on the books.
So,
and we're going to Bend this weekend, right? Going to visit
yes.
the kiddo. So we're playing golf
and
then going to Bend.
So playing golf with my buddies
yeah.
out in the gorge, out of Carson.
What's playing golf like? Is that fun to do?
Huh?
Playing golf, is that fun? Is that a good time?
You'll get back to it at some point.
It'll happen at some point. We'll get there, I promise.
So you need to start figuring out how to invest in a children's course.
Yeah.
Deal with
children's course is great, man.
With the kiddos.
So Holly's a great little par three that you can go play, too. It's
you got
good
that.
Options, man.
There's a all synthetic turf par three, I believe, in West Lynn now.
Oh,
or maybe
really?
It's a nine. I can't
really?
Remember. But yeah.
Okay.
It's all artificial.
We did putt-putt when we were in Sun River, the little village. They have the
yeah.
putt-putt under the, you
yep.
know, where they have the ice skating and all that. And very frustrated during putt-putt that he couldn't full swing. We wanted to do some full swings. And we had to we had to pull back on the reins.
Figure out
and it
what
was,
the...
caused
yeah,
a little bit of a meltdown.
How to get a... I don't know if they have memberships or how it works or punch cards
yeah.
or whatever at the children's course.
Thankfully, those courses are pretty affordable. Good way
pretty
to
affordable.
Work on your par three game, too, you know, or your short game.
Yeah,
take some wedges.
Short
out.
Game.
Yeah, we're getting better. He's getting better, but
yeah.
he's having a good time.
Start to get those hands, just supple hands, those Freddy couples.
Just toss those hands at the ball, baby.
That's right.
So where are we playing this afternoon?
We're
where
playing
are we going?
At Elk Ridge.
Ooh, I love Elk Ridge,
so
man.
I'm hoping it's not too smoky. Hopefully the wind starts blowing the other way.
Yeah, it seemed like it got a little bit smokier yesterday, didn't it? Did I read that correctly
it
with
did.
My
That's
nose?
Because the wind was shifting directions.
Yeah.
It was a little hazy
a little
at the start
hazy.
Of the Hops game last night.
A little hot, a little smoky yesterday
so.
Again.
Big crowd at the Hops game. We had craft beer night.
Craft beer night will bring the people out.
And
they're ready
yes,
to go.
We were getting...
you know what they were.
They were ready.
Give me an IPA.
Fortunately, the Hops were not ready.
Ah.
Well, they took the first two of the week against the league-leading Eugene Emeralds.
The Eugene M's are in first place, huh?
And Eugene came... There must have been a little chit-chat in the clubhouse last night. And... three off the bat in the first.
Like, right out of the gate.
This is what we're doing tonight.
Okay. All right. Okay. Going to be one of those kind of nights.
So,
everybody,
yeah.
load up another beer.
So, yeah. Strange week. So, it's 3-3.
Mm.
Usually, it's six games Tuesday through Sunday.
Right.
But there's some weird stuff with our closest opponent in
okay.
Eugene. So,
okay.
they loaded up the bus. So, they got three in Eugene over the weekend.
So, you got the weekend off. We're playing golf at
Elk
Ridge.
Golf today. Then, tomorrow morning, we head to Bend. See Junior.
See the kiddo.
And then we're going to a concert at the amphitheater.
Really? Who are we seeing in the
OAR?
OAR.
My band,
OAR.
The
okay.
3 Decades Tour.
I love it.
With
now
Gavin DeGraw and Lisa Loeb. This thing's starting at 5:30 and going, I don't know how long.
That's a lot of performers. There's a lot going
That's
on there.
That's okay.
Is the kid into OAR? Is he coming to the concert with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. He, okay. I got. They had the special. They do this when they're not selling all the tickets. So it was
right.
four lawn tickets for $99.
That's a great.
And
deal.
I'm like, okay,
it's a great deal.
Ask the wife. Hey, are you doing anything this weekend?
Yeah.
She's like, no. And then she's getting ready to start rehearsal. She's directing and producing a show for this fall over in Milwaukee.
Shout out Southeast.
Yeah, there you go. Chapel Theater.
Okay.
It's very involved. She's already had to do some pre-production stuff for it. This Like, yeah. So she's like, no, I don't have anything that weekend.
Weekend.
She's going to start rehearsals here before the end of the month. So I was like, well, let's get over there, have some fun.
Go see have a great
dude.
Time. Yeah, see the yeah. kid, go see some music.
But on the way back then, after we had planned all this, bought tickets.
Right.
Then I get a note from my brother. Hey, we're doing a birthday party for oldest nephew on Sunday.
You got to get your
so
ass back.
So then when we drive back on Sunday afternoon, we're stopping in Lake Oswego for the big family party. But we got to get all the family party stuff and a gift and a card and all that crap before
right.
we go. I'm like, I'm playing golf all day Friday.
I got a tee time Friday.
I don't know what you want me to
do. I'm seeing OAR on Saturday.
Exactly.
When am I supposed to stop?
He's getting cash.
Come on, yeah, cash is all
that That's
need.
Right.
I mean, if you're of any age, hell, even cash to me at this age is still a good
so
gift.
So this is the oldest nephew who just graduated from college last spring.
Right. They're desperate for cash at that age.
Yeah. He wants to become a pilot.
Oh, that's badass.
He's working on getting his pilot's
license. Are we talking like a commercial pilot?
I don't know if we get to that far.
Okay.
But he got, so you know the little Aurora airport down there by.
I'm well aware of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where all the rich farts fly in
anyway,
and out.
Anyway, he got worked into because he studied business and marketing and that sort of thing. And so he got into an internship. Some family owns the airport out there.
Just working for the family, huh?
So yeah. So he did an internship, and I think they're still having him do some stuff. So it's small mom and pop, family owned,
right?
So obviously they don't have.
They
wanted to hire him, but it's like we don't have enough work for you.
Right?
To
come
justify
be an intern,
salary, and all that sort of stuff. But
come learn the ropes.
But the nice thing is he gets. You know, so he knows all the instructors and pilots, and they're like, hey, I'm going up. What are you doing? You want to come get some hours?
Come fly with me.
And he doesn't have to, you know, kind of pay full boat like somebody that was hiring
That's
an
a
instructor.
Smart strategy right there.
So, yeah.
Super clutch to have in the family in years to come. Like, you think about, does this kid like golf?
It's not born in the blood. He doesn't hate it, but he's not. Doesn't have the bug.
Okay. If he picks it up at some point and you can combine that with the ability to fly an airplane.
Get me to Bandon.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Get me to Sun River.
That 3-hour drive you got to do today, that 3.5-hour drive out to Bend is a lot
quicker. That's
tomorrow
morning.
Okay, tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Okay, that 3.5-hour drive tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Instead, you're just driving down to Aurora. You're on a 45-minute flight. You're there. Bada bing, bada boom. It's all done. That's a clutch thing to have in the family right there.
Well, who's building the new giant hangar out at the Hillsboro Airport? They're
I have
trying
no
to
idea.
Do whatever.
They're building another one out there?
I don't know. Maybe I can lease a little space.
Yeah, there you go. Get your plane, little puddle jumper.
Get a little puddle jumper.
Take that hops money and turn it into an airplane. Not a bad idea.
Exactly.
Well, you got a full boat this weekend.
So I got a full boat this weekend.
Yeah, I'm jealous of the Elk Ridge round. Have fun. I'm curious how you do. Can get windy up there.
I have
course.
Not played a lot of golf this summer between my dad. Between
Italy for 3 weeks,
half a month in Italy, and then you know various and sundry things going on around here.
Got a lot going on, man.
We have not had regular play. So
the Friday feeling when you know you got a golf round immediately going into the weekend is a pretty solid feeling. That's a good way to spend your day at work on Friday, knowing you got a tee time right around the corner.
So I'm hoping, you know, hop season will wrap up here at the beginning of September. Barring a miracle. Had they won last night, they're going to make things interesting there in the old Northwest League.
But ooh, okay.
Maybe if they can go down and, you know, they're not out of it yet, but it's been a struggle at times this season.
It seems like it has been.
The fact they're only like 4 out is kind of amazing.
Bit of a modern miracle. Well, we have a lot to get to today. It's going to be a fun show. I did watch a lot of preseason football last night.
There you go.
I'm your man. I'm your point guy. I got you. I watch a lot of it.
Do you have through whatever services you watch TV through the ESPN Unlimited?
I assume that I do, but I have not used ESPN Unlimited.
Well,
I did not use that
nice
last night.
One nice thing that I have discovered through the ESPN NFL Network merging of things.
Right.
Although we're losing some of our shows and our talent that we like.
Right.
You can get like the NFL preseason games and some of that stuff, and the NFL Network stuff
through
is now
ESPN
through
Unlimited.
The ESPN app.
Yeah, I didn't do that. Well, I didn't watch that way last night. I just kept it. The NFL Network does a really good job of like whenever there's a lull moment. It was who was it? It was Rich Eisen. It was Maurice Jones-Drew, and I can't remember who else was on the panel with them.
Oh, in the studio.
In the studio, and they were doing like every time there was like a penalty or like there was a Green Bay Pittsburgh game was on, and somebody went down with an injury, and they're like,
action.
Let's take you over to Vegas. Here's what's going on with Mendoza. shows us. So you see the highlights, and then you eventually get to see all the games at some point because they show them, you know, 24/7. They don't stop. So it was a nice way to watch it last night. I didn't delve into the ESPN Unlimited stuff, but a couple of games is enough for me, and I saw the highlights from all the other ones. So we will talk some preseason football. I promise you. I got some takes. Some guys look good.
We got three games coming up today.
We got three more today, and then another full slate tomorrow, dude. So it's a football Friday, hence why we played.
Red 85. Fat hot.
We're excited for it. We will talk about it. Blazer schedule release, that's obviously on the show today. We'll talk about that as well. I do have a fun conundrum in the neighborhood that I don't know how to feel about. Ooh. So I have been...
I have not ever been invited over to
Casa de Dirt.
Casa de Dirt.
Not many people have been yet, you know. So it's not a lot to see.
I know kind of the area you speak of, but I'm not familiar with your specific neighborhood.
Sure. I'm down in the Selwood, Westmoreland area. And anybody who lives around the area knows and could tell you for a long time that skunks have been a massive problem in that neighborhood.
Yes.
Like, there's just something about, I don't know, if it's the Oaks Park waterway. I don't know where the hell they're coming from. They're coming out of nowhere, and they're all over the place. Uh-oh. And they traumatize our neighborhood. And I told the story a couple weeks ago how the dog got sprayed, or rolled in it, one of the two. And
it's
just
the worst.
Your entire weekend plans are out the window because now you're dealing with this, right? Well, I'm not the only person with an animal in the neighborhood. Everybody else, like, their dogs have gotten sprayed multiple times. Their cats have gotten sprayed. These things legitimately terrorize the neighborhood.
Now, is there a neighborhood association?
There is not. But okay.
There's not in that area, probably not HOAs.
No, God, no. But there's let's stand in the middle of the street and have a cocktail and talk about this. That's okay. Our association kind of thing. You know, like, what
but
are we going to
do? You are technically in the city of Portland?
We are absolutely in the city of Portland.
Sometimes there are city neighborhood associations.
Yeah, there maybe is one for our neighborhood, and I'm not aware of it.
That tackle some of these issues that affect
ain't nobody
everybody.
Tackling the issue of the skunks in the neighborhood.
Nobody that would want to tackle a skunk.
Exactly, right? There was a story I heard from a neighbor last year or last summer. I was talking to him, and he said there was a guy that lived behind him. He's across the street from me, who caught like 12 or 15 of these things in his backyard.
There you go.
And you'd think that's a good amount of skunks. I don't know how he caught them and what the hell he did with them. But evidently he caught them, and they're still all over the neighborhood. There's like a mom that walks around with six baby skunks around her, and you could see her in the middle of the day, like just cruising on the sidewalk.
Wow.
And it's traumatizing. The dog had to go out this morning, and all I'm thinking about is like, please no, please no, please no. It's like it's constantly on your mind, right? Right. It's a mental health thing, Jason Swigart. I'd like peace of mind letting my dog out.
Who's your city councilor?
That's a great question. I actually know, but I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Because I looked it up for the Moda Center funding site. I sent him an email. So I got word, now this is through the grapevine, I have not directly sourced this yet, but the scuttlebutt, the game of telephone that is existing there right now, is that we have a neighbor contemplating bringing a coyote into the neighborhood.
Wow.
And I got a lot of follow-ups. I can't say that I'm anti the idea. I believe the thought is we bring a coyote in, coyote
much like,
kills the skunks.
Where we, you know, the devil's in the details now, much like the Blazers in the city. Okay,
yes.
we have a framework of starting point. Now it's time to sit down and go.
What size of a coyote? Where are you getting this coyote?
Yes.
Where do we drop him off at? Where is the location going
to
be?
Does the coyote have the ability to be tracked? Do we have a collar on the coyote with GPS? We know where said coyote is at any given time.
Exactly.
Is there a retrieval system for the coyote? Is there a coyote handler?
Right. Do we have a point person for the coyote? Is this pet coyote?
Yeah. Or are we just airlifting something in a wooden crate, dropping it? And seeing what happens.
Let it loose in the park and go from there. See how many skunks it can kill.
Now, I will say, the coyotes in the urban areas, look, it's a little, they just kind of pop out sometimes.
They do occasionally.
It can be a little startling if you're not to. But I did play, one of the rounds I played Red Tail for the first time in forever.
It's been a while since I played Red Tail.
We were trying to get a tee time late. That's what was available.
Couldn't find
one
anywhere.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
It's like, where are we looking? Who, you know.
You go down the Rolodex of courses until you can find one.
You know, you can play Pumpkin Ridge for $175.
Right.
Hey, Red Tail for $38. Hey. Let's go.
Deal. Golf now. Let's go.
There's a coyote just on the 10th fairway.
Just hanging?
Just hanging.
Just laying down in the fairway.
Couldn't care less.
Not
Didn't
threatening.
Didn't look like he was, foraging, starving for food. He was just kind of standing there. It was a great sunny day.
Right.
And eventually kind of, meandered across the fairway and curled up.
Just taking a nap.
Just like your dog on the porch.
I want to go pet him. He sounds
I'm
cute.
Warm. The sun. It's on the deck.
This feels good.
So we just played right through.
You go around them.
Play right through.
So you're telling me Coyotes could be safe. Is that what you're telling me?
You know.
Based on your personal experience with Coyotes?
However, if you want them poised for attack on the Skunks.
That's what we need. We need them
in TCB.
And
they need to be riled up in some fashion.
Right.
You know, hide the women and children and dogs.
We are now at a point where I will still be scared to take my dog out if the coyote happens, but for differing reasons, if that makes sense. There was, I don't know if somebody put something down on the ground, I don't know what, but when I was walking to the truck this morning, there was a young skunk lad just dead in the middle of the road.
Mm.
Now, not usually you would think run over, not run over.
Mm.
I had to do a double take. It's about 10 feet away from my truck, and I had to walk over like, I think that's a, that's a skunk, and it is dead, just chilling in the middle of the road. So we'll see if somebody scoops it up with a shovel by the time I get home and gets it out of there. I didn't smell anything bad, so I don't think it got run over. Look, this is going to end up being probably a really bad idea.
Yes.
But
what department of the city, assuming we don't discover there's some sort of you know, local neighborhood association representation that takes things, matters to the city, but is there a particular department in the city?
That is a great question. I do not know.
Because the city, it's not like the city of Beaverton or Hillsborough where I just walk down there and
knock
like,
on the door.
Right.
A little more convoluted in the old city of Portland. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Several
we got a lot going on. A
lot more bureaucracy.
A little more red tape you got to get through, right? A few
There's
more
some
hurdles.
Other pending issues.
Got a lot on our plate right now. Okay.
We're trying to fund the motor center. Burned out, you know, former Mills building that might fall down. And we
they're going to demo that thing, I think, today
I think
or this
they
weekend.
Have to.
Yeah, knock it over.
There's nothing.
I tried to drive that way the other day leaving work, and I totally spaced that was going on. Nope, got to go the other way. That's all crossed
that
off.
That thing's got to come down.
Can't go that way. Somebody said coyotes in the Portland Airport property is quite the sight, so I guess they're running around. I've seen one in the neighborhood playing Eastmoreland one time. I saw one running down the 13th fairway.
You'll see them public golf courses.
Just kind of popping
they're
around.
A lot more prevalent.
Didn't cause any harm, you know.
Developing property.
No issue. I tell you, it's a little, you'd be a little skittish going out for a walk at night, worried you're going to run into a coyote.
Yeah,
I get
at night it would be a little.
I feel like coyotes, though.
If you spook one.
Right. I feel like they'd run away, would they not?
Most of the time.
I don't think a coyote would attack.
Depends on if they got a good meal.
That's true. Well, hopefully they're eating a lot of skunk, you know?
Well,
that's the thought process.
Here you go.
You bring them in, they got a full belly. Here's skunks all over the place you can go kill. I feel like I could scare a coyote away. If I'm walking the dog late at night, there's a coyote on the sidewalk, and we're coming head-to-head.
Yeah,
I feel like some
loud noises.
Dude, that coyote's not attacking me.
Yeah.
I feel fairly safe in that regard.
Yeah.
Now, letting the dog out on its own when it's dark out, that's when you then create the problem, let alone neighborhood cats, but I don't have a neighborhood cat. I imagine the people with neighborhood cats are going to be very against this idea, but
probably.
I will keep you up to date if we end up getting the coyote.
But
I got to talk to the source this weekend and see, is this really something we're going to do?
Exactly.
Because right now it's just a game of telephone. I feel like I'm in the burbs and I kind of want to sit on my front porch
and
watch a coyote.
I kind of
want
to figure out what the other solutions could possibly be.
Before we get to coyote.
Exactly.
There's got to be another step that we can try.
I don't know.
And maybe it has been tried. I don't know. I read that they don't like the smell of urine, so I've been peeing in my backyard.
Beautiful.
So, you know, we go out and hose it out every once in a while.
Oh, do you take Teddy ball game, do the big daddy thing?
We pull the pants down and just pee along
What's
the fence
your
line.
Name? He'll ride it on the...
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes. I will keep you apprised of our coyote skunk battle that will be going on in my neighborhood in the weeks to come. Hopefully those bastards are out of there. We have a lot to get to. It is a football Friday. We will talk about last night's preseason games. We'll talk a little bit about this weekend and tonight's preseason games because we've got more to come after last night. Blazer schedules release. I feel like we pissed somebody off. Feels like that's the sense I'm getting. Somebody at the league office was not happy with us, and we were punished by the basketball gods. Some great schedule release videos happened, so we'll have some of that fun with audio for you. We had the Field of Dreams game last night. I don't know if people watched, but it was on Netflix. So we'll talk a little bit about that, of course, today. We are off and running. It is a Friday. Let's get into a couple of notes out of the National Football League, including a signing that happened that we talked about yesterday. And then a prop bet that's kind of funny to think about, and the player seems like a good candidate. That's where we will begin our Football Friday. Thanks for being with us. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM The Fam. All right, welcome back in. Appreciate the feedback on the Coyotes, guys. Appreciate it. Harley said, I'd be way more scared of a skunk than a coyote. Any average house dog would mess up a coyote. Appreciate that. Another one said, similar thing, your lab's bigger than a coyote. You have to worry when there's multiple, that's when they can take down a dog. That connects to another point. One listener at the fan text on our P1 said, I lived in Selwood, Westmoreland for years, not anymore. I think it's because too many people have outdoor cats and feed them, so skunks and raccoons just eat well. So many feral cats around the area, too. Also, how is one coyote going to take down the skunks? Wouldn't you need a pack of coyotes to put a dent? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe the pack of coyotes is the plan, and I just got word that we're only going to have one. I do know that the cats and the food outside and all that, that is a huge thing. Also had a listener on Twitter say the orange peels and cayenne pepper can do it. We've done the orange peels too, man. Now, I haven't seen one in the backyard since old Bubba got sprayed. So maybe the meat taking peas and the orange peels getting the job done, but I'm still kind of pro coyote. I kind of want to see how this plays out. Let's get these bad boys out of here. One other quick tangent before I get to the NFL stuff I want to get to. Just a thought that's lingering from my return from vacation from this past week. The way that the house rental companies are able to take advantage of you in terms of the how expensive it is. You can't check in until 4 p.m. or whatever the day you get, but I'm paying for a full day, but I can't check in until 4 o'clock.
You're paying for the night.
Yeah,
it's
come
per
on.
Night.
The hell out of here. Give me a full day. And then half of the time when you're leaving, it's like you need to start a load of laundry. You need to take the garbage and dump this out. And it's like, wait a minute. Now that I'm cleaning the place up while I'm here, I can't get in until halfway through the first day
anyways. And you're
anyways.
Paying a cleaning fee.
And I'm paying, what am I paying the cleaning? I'm cleaning.
Exactly.
Now, if you want to tell me cleaning the house knocks off the cleaning fee, by all means, put the sheets on the washing machine, all that, right? The other thought that I had that I feel like we should get to a place where this is something that is accessible information. How big of a deal for you is it when you rent a place, the firmness or softness of the bed? Can you sleep in any circumstance, hard bed, soft bed, or are you better sleeping in one or the other?
I'll usually adapt unless it's...
What do you have at home? Are you a firm guy, medium guy?
More firm.
Okay.
So we do have a little kind of pillow top, you know, more than a mattress pad.
Right. The little extra pad on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a little memory foam thing on top of the bed.
You got a little double pad action.
But more firm than soft. If you're too soft, then I feel like if I try to turn over.
You have a hard time doing it.
And yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I'm glad you bring that up because I also am a firm guy. I love it firm. Don't pull that. And it's just easier to move around. I got a wife who is 7 months pregnant right now, okay? Rolling over in bed's not a very simple thing for her to do.
No, it's a process.
It's a very big process. We get to the rental for the weekend in Sun River, and it was a great place, good house, had a hot tub, no issues with that, close to the park, right? No issues with any of that. The bed softness was egregious, and it was way too over the top, to the point where, as you're pointing out, you lay in there, and you sink in. You can't. I mean, I'm not kidding. You'd lay down, and I'd feel like I'd sink down a foot.
Oh.
And I'm having a hard time. I can't sleep on mattresses like that because you just get uncomfortable. Then you roll over, and you can't really roll over.
And then you try to get out of bed, and
it's hard to get out of bed.
And,
yes, it's just it's a whole thing. And I, for the amount of money that they charge for rental places, I feel like we should get to the point as the consumer where we should be able to know the firmness or the softness of the bed.
Exactly.
You should have to declare that when I'm looking at your VRBO or whatever I'm renting through, your Airbnb, there should be it's a firm, it's a medium, or it's a soft bed.
Exactly.
Because that would, I think, dictate the way I rent places. And I think we deserve that information as consumers who spend a lot of money on rentals.
Yeah.
Final rant of the day.
There you go.
The bed was too soft. Everybody got a bad sleep while we were there. Let me know ahead of time next time. That would be nice. Let's get to a couple of tidbits out of the NFL. Lots to get to on the show today. We will dive in thoroughly to the Blazers schedule coming up here in a little bit. The Seahawks did it. We talked to Brady Henderson yesterday. We asked, are they going to? Do they need to? How would it look if they did? And the answer ended up being that they did. The Seahawks added Terrion Arnold to a one-year minimum contract.
Okay.
And he came in and worked out last week. You saw that on Hard Knocks. And it was, I don't know, it was interesting to see how that process was playing out and bringing Milroe into the office and like trying to talk to guys who have a relationship with him. Brady highlighted to us that the quarterback three position for Seattle is not necessarily the strongest on the roster, on paper at least right now. And so they felt like this could be a guy that could help them in the long run. The interesting part in the short term is going to be here. What will the NFL do, if anything, and how long until he is available? Because as of now, the NFL has not acted on commissioner's exempt list, and they have not.
And I don't know what
given
the
him a punishment.
Next, if he has a hearing, or if we're waiting, what the next legal milestone is?
Right, another hurdle that they have to get over. I don't know the answer to that, and how long that process is going to take.
Nothing's going to happen. I mean, if the next thing is actually some sort related to trial,
right?
Like he's wholeheartedly denied.
Yes.
All of this stuff.
Yes. And the judge granted him the ability to leave. And not, he does not wear like an ankle bracelet.
Right.
He's not on house arrest, that kind of stuff.
So, you know, and when courts do that, look, if courts think somebody's looking for revenge or retribution, they lock them up.
Yes.
Or your bond is multi-millions of dollars or
right.
whatever the case it is. So, right. So there's the court doesn't believe there's, quote, flight risk or anything like that at this point.
No.
So, yeah, and he's obviously in the public spotlight every day.
Yes, he is.
So that's a different deal, different aspect of it. So if nothing's going to happen for quite some time and the NFL hasn't done anything to this point, I would imagine a quick call from John Schneider to the league office to say, hey,
we're thinking about signing this guy.
If we sign this guy, are you going to pull the rug out from underneath us before we do anything legal-wise? So I'm guessing they got an indication that unless some other revelation comes up.
Right.
No.
Well, and the other thing, too, is like I think you would hope if you're Seattle making this move, like I look, anytime you sign a guy who's got a bit of a checkered past, right? Like
look,
this guy
is a risk.
Yes. I mean, this guy is facing felony charges in connection with kidnapping and robbery.
Yeah.
Like this isn't like. You know, I don't want to, you know, debate what crimes are worse and all of that. That's relatively high on the accusation.
Did he have
is relatively high on the list
issues during his college career?
I don't remember him ever
all.
Getting in trouble in college. And that's one of the arguments Seattle made yesterday doing the signing of like, dude, we checked into this guy's past. We talked to guys who played with him in college. We've talked to other people who've been around him in the NFL. Like, he's not been an issue. He's not been in trouble. And this seems like a one-off that maybe he's got an explanation for, and there's much a bigger picture here that we don't quite have the full scope of it yet, and time will tell, and we'll say, oh, look at that. That ended up being much ado about nothing. From the original charges when they were filed, it felt like there was a lot of smoke there, and there was some text message evidence and like GPS tracking evidence of he was in certain spots. Remember, he showed up in the anti-suicide smock or whatever when he was doing his virtual hearing, and that was a notable thing that we talked about. So this is just, it's a unique one for that regard. I would be surprised if the NFL, to be honest, didn't do something. But I think if you're Seattle, you're still rolling the dice on the idea of, let's say it's half of the year on the exempt list, and then we get to the point where some hearings happen or whatever, you're going to need another guy in the back half of the year. Somebody's going to get hurt on your defense. Somebody's going to go down.
And
one of your best defensive players is already hurt right now.
I'm sure there's provisions in there if whatever happens, they can, you know,
yes.
It's a one-year minimum
deal.
They can get
very
out of
low
it,
risk.
All of that sort of thing.
Yeah, so it's an interesting one that could end up having a big impact in the back half of the year. I was reading a day or two ago that Seattle was under the assumption if he were to sign that he would be available to play in the preseason, that the NFL wouldn't act by then. So you can get him a couple of games and get him used to your system and run him out there and see how he looks. And I'd be surprised if he played tomorrow night. Because that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, I don't know if he knows enough what's
going on. No, you got to give him a couple of practices.
I mean, the only thing you could really do is just, you know, if it's a one-on-one coverage sort of situation is, okay, you got that guy.
Right, go play, man. You can handle that. But I think you'll probably see him in the next two preseason games. And, you know, look, it's a roll of the dice for sure, but could end up having a big impact for them late in the season. And it became evident as the days went on that he worked out for the Giants, he worked out for the Saints, he was making his rounds. And so if you wanted to go get him, you kind of had to be aggressive. And Seattle jumped in and they got the deal done. Now time will tell on how it works out for them and what the NFL's actions will be. One other NFL note, then we'll get to some preseason stuff a little bit later on in the show. This one made me chuckle, and I'm wondering, would we make this bet? First up, I didn't even know you could bet on this. Now I'm kind of glad that you can, and I actually want to go place a bet.
Is this in an actual?
This is on DraftKings.
Okay,
on DraftKings.
This is a sports book, not a predictive
this
market.
This is not a poly market, a Kalshi. It is not.
How much longer do you think those predictive markets are going to last?
They should not be in existence. There are so many issues, but that we don't have enough time to. That's just a tip of an iceberg conversation.
I just don't even know. It's kind of like for me, you know, cyber.
Yeah.
Cybercurrent. What am I investing in?
Somebody brought up the idea of what is to keep people from gambling on the idea of there being a forest fire in Oregon in the summer and exactly. somebody going and starting that fire exactly. to cash in on a ticket? Like, we've got some major issues here, then this should not be allowed.
Yeah.
I digress. Although, ironic moment last night, seeing the highlights of the Field of Dreams game, which a big part of the Field of Dreams game is the story of Shoeless Joe Jackson getting his redemption,
yes.
walking out of the corn and getting to play
yes.
one more baseball game
exactly.
on heaven, a.k.a. Iowa. And do you know what they had down the foul lines of each on the wall?
Pauly Market or Kalshi?
There was a I believe DraftKings and MGM, or maybe it was FanDuel and BetMGM, and the irony was not lost on people of like, isn't Shoeless Joe Jackson and banned for gambling? Got it. Okay, just making sure that's a little ironic. No, you can gamble on DraftKings on the idea of who will lead the NFL in interceptions this year.
Ooh.
Who will be the lead man? I would have probably forgotten until I read the story, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Geno Smith led the NFL in interceptions last year.
Yes, he did.
He threw 17 of them, thanks, in 15 games. He didn't even play the entire season. Tua was two behind him at 15. Sam Darnold, ironically, was at 14. Herbert, 13. Trevor Lawrence, 12. J.J. McCarthy, 12. He probably won't do it this year, unfortunately.
Not gonna
he could have been our king this year.
Could have been the king.
Could have been our guy.
He's not going to win that job.
And bettors are going with, this is where the odds are interesting. Like, these are juicy odds. Right now, the favorite to lead the NFL in interceptions is Geno Smith again with the Jets.
Right.
Not a bad bet. Plus 950 are the odds that you can get
on that. Yeah, this is tough because if you come out of the gates giving it to the other team,
you might get benched at some point.
Not a likelihood you're going to see many more starts.
Right. The Raiders gave him a bit of a contract, and so they were going to have to kind of run. The Jets are just taking a flyer, and they suck.
And so then there's the opposite thinking of, okay, who, you know, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, who's got to do it all by themselves but has total license? It doesn't matter if they throw two or three picks in a couple of games.
Yeah.
They're not coming out of the lineup. There's
yes.
that thinking as well.
Because there's
what
guys,
about Patty Mahomes coming back
right?
now?
He threw 11 last year.
But,
I mean, that's not 17,
what,
but
12 games, 14 games.
He played 14 games. He threw 11 interceptions. Herbert was up there, 16 games, 13 picks, right? He was fourth in the league in picks. Sam Darnold, as I mentioned, was in the conversation.
Now, I would take Herbert out because, one, he's going to have better tutelage. Two, I don't think he's going to be asked to throw the ball as much this year.
You would hope the offensive line's a little bit better and you can run the ball a little bit more. And he will not be their leading rusher next year. Because if he's your leading rusher again, you got some issues in L.A.
Let's see. Where else would my then you would turn your attention to teams that are crappy and going to be behind and have to throw the ball.
Yes.
Lots to come back. My guess would be also guys that are playing for contracts.
Yes.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker's known to force the ball a little bit.
What are Baker's odds?
That is a great question. Let me see if I can. I just saw in the article it said, as I close out my tab, that was really stupid, that it said that Geno was the favorite. Let me see if I can find the rest of the odds and see where everybody else is at.
I think because Baker's going to want to make it happen. He's playing for a contract.
Yes, he is.
And I don't know who's behind. I don't even know who the backup is.
That is
anymore.
That is a great question.
Because it's a significant. There's nobody.
Is Kyle Trask still there?
Maybe. There's nobody pressing him. He is their number one quarterback. So barring getting beat up,
Baker's a pretty solid one. It's interesting too that the two guys that I would also think about betting, but I don't know if they're going to get enough snaps are the two guys in Cleveland.
I
would consider game.
I don't know what's going
guys.
On there, and I can't bank on any one of them, you know, for week to week being. I have no idea what Munkin's doing. I don't think Munkin knows what Munkin's doing.
He has no idea what he's doing.
I don't know why he took that job. I mean, I know it's a head coaching job, and you've never been a head coach.
It's you're older in life, and this is the last chance at it, and let's take a flyer on it.
Bless him.
go do it. Yeah, I would consider. Yeah, I'm with you on the Herbert thing. I think his interception number should come down a little
bit. I'm starting to talk myself into Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield is a solid. I can't pull up the rest of the odds. My computer's
being
stupid.
Plus, he doesn't have Mike Evans' security blanket anymore.
Nope. He lost his arguably top wide receiver,
so
one of his top wide receivers.
Ibuka better be healthy all season.
Yep, and then you got some other young guys that might fit in there. You know a guy who probably deserves a little shout here, too? Although his offensive line is so good and the run game should help him out a little bit, but Bo's got a bit of a wild hair up his nose from time to time.
He can.
He'll force some balls. He'll turn it over a little bit.
But I think old Sean Payton, if he starts getting wild and loose, will turn around and run it 87 times. I don't think he'll he'll change that offense.
Hand it off again. And so Geno's the favorite right now, plus 950 if you like those odds. I just don't know if he's going to play enough snaps. If they're bad, he's gone. Like, they're going to sit
him at some
point. Well,
if they start stinking, they're going to fire Aaron Glenn, so somebody else is going to come in, and then that person will either be an interim head coach.
Right.
And so and maybe the GMs are running, and it's like, okay, let's take a look and see who else, who knows what else they got. Let's find out if there's any of these young guys we want to keep next year.
Run them out there. We're going to have a top five pick and take a quarterback anyway.
No,
so we might as well.
I would be curious what Baker's odds are.
Let me see if I can find that during the break. My computer's being weird because I like that idea. Baker's not a bad bet. He's playing for a contract this season, and that could lead you to force some things down the field. We will get to the Blazers schedule release coming up at the top of the hour because we've got the cafe and then the Blazers schedule release where it looks very difficult out of the gate. So we'll dive into that a little bit. But coming up next, is this the nail in the coffin in something? Something needs to change. We'll explain. Get to that next on The Fan. All right, I got the odds. Finally found them.
Okay.
Computer's cooperating.
I think I might look at more. Our buddy, Ken Barkley.
Yeah.
He tends to dabble in the awards, the futures, more than game-to-game spreads and that sort of thing.
Yes, he likes the big future bets. I'm on a few of those.
I may invoke that strategy maybe a little more than
the week to week.
I might look at
that. It's fun to do, man.
Over under win totals.
I'm trying to do more of those. Yeah, MVP awards.
You don't get
guys.
The immediate satisfaction.
Right. So the odds to lead the NFL in interceptions, I mentioned Geno Smith is the favorite at plus 950. Now, again, the issue is the Jets are so bad and he's so old that I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't see that playing out for the entire season, right?
Yeah. And your coach might get fired.
Number two on the list is interesting to me. Let me see where he ranked last year. Now, he missed some time, so it's kind of unfair. But yeah, I get why he is, technically. Brock Purdy played 9 games last year. He threw 10 picks. He is number two on this list at plus 1,000. Then it's Trevor Lawrence, plus 1,100. C.J. Stroud and Baker Mayfield are then tied at plus 1,400. So there's your guy.
Ooh, I forgot about C.J.
C.J. Stroud's not a bad pick either.
Yeah, but they're going to try to rein him in.
Right.
I
see him being more of the guy because he's in a contract year as well where he's looking for that deal and they're deciding if he's the future. I see him being the cautious contract year guy. Like, everything's a check down. Our defense is elite.
Baker's not.
He's going to let it cut. Josh Allen plus 1,500. This one, and the listener texted this one into Malik Willis plus 1,600 is a good bet because he's in Miami. I don't know can you name a receiver on Miami's team right now?
No.
Right? Exactly. Off the top of your head.
But again, that's a situation where.
Will he play the entire year? I don't know. But it's a first time head coach. They're starting over completely. They're clearly tanking for a quarterback. Like, that's. Not a bad one. Tyler Shuck plus 1,700. Cam Ward, I watched a little bit of that
Tyler
Titans
Shuck,
game.
That's an interesting
you
one.
You like Tyler
too.
Shuck at plus 1,700?
Because I think our boy Kellen Moore really loves Shuck. He's going to get the benefit of the doubt. That's possible.
A little bit longer rope.
He's got great receipts. Like, he's got Olave. It's like, when in doubt,
he's got weapons. Kamara's still
and
around.
And he still has, now he's got HN2 to go with Kamara. Like, if the blitz is coming, I can just dump it off and run. Right.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Cam Ward plus 1,800 after watching that Titan game last night, I did think about I should probably bet that because he did not look very good. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, but Saleh at some point, if he. Then they're just going to run it.
Just run the ball. Caleb plus 2,200. Bryce Young's another one I thought about at plus 2,200. Where is one of our listeners was loving Shador plus 3,500 from Harley? Yeah, you just
if Shador
the odds
starts
are big.
Throwing picks, he's going to get yanked and sit.
Yeah, I don't even think he's going to start. I think they're going to start Deshaun Watson.
I think
he's going
to
be terrible.
To start Deshaun Watson.
Yeah,
and if Deshaun sucks, then he's done.
Yes.
If Shador sucks, then Munkin's going to go back and forth with – he still has Dylan Gabriel there and who – I don't know who – they have four.
They took Taylen Green too, remember,
right.
The draft. He's the rookie from Arkansas.
So I think if Deshaun Watson stinks and he can't do it, then they'll yank him and he's done. They'll put him on waivers or he'll develop some back injury or whatever.
Yeah.
He's done. The other ones, it'll be a rotating cast of characters over the rest of the season to figure out who's got it.
Yeah, I think my bet's going to be Malik Willis. Malik Willis is going to be my bet. That's where I'm going. Plus 1,600. I'm trying to do more of these season-long bets. Keep remember them and track them. Like, it's kind of fun to do.
Yeah, I think Baker, because one, Mike Evans is gone. Mm-hmm. So Abuka is going to, they're going to pump the ball to Abuka as much as possible. I forget who their tight ends. I know they have some named tight ends.
Yeah.
Their problem is keeping their tight ends on the field.
Right. Keeping everybody healthy.
So, and then I forget, and Bucky Irving's back.
Yep.
Hopefully he's healthy. They'll probably utilize him more in the passing game, but I see Baker's going to start unless they can't, you know, use duct tape and chicken wire to strap him up and get out there.
I'm rooting like hell for them this year, but it's not a bad bet at all because he'll turn the ball over a bit and force it a
little bit. Might get $5.
Not bad, right? Season-long bets are kind of fun. I want to do more of those this year, so I thought that'd be a fun one to bring up. Gino is the favorite. I'm going to go Malik Willis. Okay. Swag is
on. Well, maybe
we'll see.
Maybe we'll see when Sprager gets back. Maybe we'll have like
little show running bets for the season.
Show running
bets
through the season.
An over-under that you love.
So
a stat leader and MVP.
We are going to. It's preseason for Sprague in the line, too, obviously, yes. As you displayed last night.
You know, we went 0-3 in our first parlay of football. That's how you start the year right there.
You know what? But you jump right back on it.
Let's also be honest.
These are just joint practices
You don't want to win your preseason bets because then I'm going to feel like I've already used up all my dubs for the regular season.
Exactly.
I want nothing but L's. I'm just getting my feet wet here. You know, I'm just making sure the thumbs still
work. It's about reps right now. We need reps.
Thank you. I'm out
here
grinding.
Try again. You got three games coming up tonight.
Oh, I got
three. You got like five or six on Saturday.
I got my three-game parlay. Don't you worry. I already cooked it up. Quickly, this one for me and you, Swag, because I know you're thinking about it. It's big in the news right now. Couple of different thoughts, and then we'll get to the cafe coming up at the top of the hour. The latest reporting is, by the way, LIV Golf canceled their championship event.
They canceled the team championship. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Not going to happen.
So I don't know where what did he get? $250, $350 million from some mystery investor that wants to keep it going next
season? That was
season?
The insinuation that we got some money here, but that's not enough to. John Rahm is owed that just on his contract alone. Like, let alone
I don't know what that's
all the
do.
Other expenses for your $40 million purses. It's not. I mean, it's going
to
die.
What happened to the plane? Remember the cool party plane they
I
had?
I do remember the cool party plane that
Is
they
that
had.
Gone now? Where'd that thing go?
I'd imagine they dragged it back
is
to Saudi
what
Arabia.
They gave while they're trying to fix Air Force One? Is that what the first. I keep reading.
Is that the one that he couldn't fly on? He had to go
I don't know.
He had to jump on a military plane to get back.
Where'd that thing go?
That is a great question.
And did Liv own it, and can they sell it?
Hey!
Let's raise some money.
Come on, Liv. Thinking
I'm
in the future.
I'm just thinking here.
The Telegraph is reporting that John Rahm is likely set to depart Liv Golf. Shocked.
Shocking
at the conclusion of this upcoming year. Basically saying Liv sources are almost resigned to the news already, with the final decision expected in the coming weeks. Now, where this is interesting is that he did not take advantage of the PGA, you know, player whatever welcome back program that they had in place.
Yeah, he's
that
still
Patty Reed and Brooks Koepka did.
Yeah, indignant.
Here's what he's going to do, though. You know what he's going to do?
Roll out the red carpet for me. It's like,
he's going to go join the DP World Tour for a year.
Yeah, he's going to have to pay some serious fines.
And he's going to dominate.
There's a few other guys that'll do that. So, great.
And he'll earn his way back to the PGA Tour a year from now.
I don't mind them earning it. You might have to see. The question is, I think Brooks kept his card on the regular tour for next year, even though
he did not have a good FedEx Cup this year, but he
was in the top 100.
Yeah.
So I think the top 100 keep their cards.
Yeah. So he's going to be playing next year. It's just the league's already dead, but that's just another example of how that's a nail in the coffin. One last note on this, too, by the way, because it is something that bothers me that I wish it was more interesting to me, and it just isn't. I love golf. I love watching golf. The schedule change in the last couple of years to move the PGA earlier has been something I was for, and now I kind of regret that you get to the end of August, and you're like, it'd be kind of nice to have another major here. So, careful what you wish for to a certain extent. Their playoff format is so broken and so stupid. I often claim that college football has the best regular season mixed with the worst postseason because of the layoffs and the breaks and
they're
lose momentum.
They're trying to fix it. It's messy and clumsy because they can't get everybody to agree.
Dude, you ready for this? So there's three playoff weekends.
Yeah, we go 70, 50, 30.
There are,
which is better. It used to be like 125 to 75 to 30. It was insane.
Are you so 50 players will make the second round of the playoffs.
Right, we'll drop 20 this week.
Do you know how many are already guaranteed a spot?
Probably 40 or 45 based
42.
On the point system.
42 of the 50 are already, they didn't even need to literally show up.
Exactly.
And they're already guaranteed. So there's technically 8 spots available in the first round of your playoffs. And it just...
Well, that's why you have a $20 or $25 million purse. So.
I get it. There's big financials involved, but that doesn't... When you go into a tournament, you're telling me this is the end of your season, this is your playoffs, and 42 of the guys have already guaranteed to make the next round. Yeah. Why am I watching?
I don't know.
What's the? It's golf's on my TV. That's nice.
But Jordan Spieth, after
he played great yesterday,
played great.
I just there's got to be a way to rethink that and fix your the end of your calendar year, because right now it seems very irrelevant. The last week will be interesting depending on who has a chance to win the tour championship and all that. But the next 2 weeks, like there's already of the 30 player final tournament too. There's already a huge chunk of them that are already guaranteed to be in there because of what they've done on the season.
Yeah.
And you just got to come. To me, match play, bracket style, one-on-one, that's like 1 through 64. Give me an NCAA tournament bracket and play it over a couple of weeks. Whittle it down to a Final Four. That, to me, is the way to fix this, but we'll see what they end up doing. Because right now, it just seems kind of broken, and it's the end of their – should be the crescendo of the year.
Especially at that time of the year, because you will either have a President's Cup or a Ryder Cup about a month after
– Right, coming up on the heels of it.
Yeah. So I would think, and the match play tournament went away as they've consolidated things.
It's the most underutilized format in golf. Bring it around.
Bring it there, because when you get to the Tour Championship, season's over, at least for a little bit, those guys are going to take a breather, and then the ones that make the President's Cup or the Ryder Cup team want to be in that mode.
Right. You just play at a match play tournament, right? Seems like it would make sense. Makes it stand out from other tournaments throughout the course of the year. There's not these guaranteed spots. So then you also have the standings that stack up, so the regular season points matter and playing well matters to be a certain seed or get a buy or whatever. So there's got to be a better way to do it. Right now it seems broken, and RIP Live Golf. We barely knew you. Lots to get to in the second hour of the show. We will talk Blazer schedule release. It came out yesterday. And did they piss somebody off at the league office? We also have our first scheduled meeting between the city and the Blazers, so we'll explain that and tell you when that is. We'll start, though, with the cafe. Look around what happened in the NFL last night. Some fun with audio on schedule releases and more controversy over a number in college football. The cafe kicks off hour two next on The Fam.